Okay, so this video, I'm gonna try to not make it very long, but as soon as I finished my last video, I got to thinking about this guy that I knew when I okay, because I live in Prague now, but I used to live in this smaller town. It wasn't a village; it was like a town called Česká Lípa, and I was living there. And I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and his buddy was having a birthday party. No, it was a girl that he knew was having a birthday party, and they wanted me to come. So I came to it, and when I get there, it's this girl who's like, super flirtatious, and it's her birthday party. And she had a boyfriend, right? Now, the first thing that I noticed was the girl was sitting like over here, and the guy was sitting like, it was a long table. He was like sitting down here. That was the first thing that I noticed was a little off. Like that's supposed to be her boyfriend, but he's sitting like all the way down the, down the table. And the girl is just like talking to like literally every guy except him, right? So after that, and then we met at this what do you call like let's say a cafe, a cafe. We met like a little cafe, right? And they brought food and all this stuff. And so after that, we went to this club, right? And I'm not joking with you. As soon I got to the club about 5 minutes later, I think I had to catch a cab, and I didn't because I didn't speak like I spoke no Czech at this time. So everything took me a little longer to to do because I didn't know the language of the country yet. And I still don't, but I'm much better than I was before. So I got there about 5 minutes later. And I'm not joking. As soon as I walked in that club, the girl was hanging on another, like hanging on another guy's like arm and shoulder, and then reached and she reached over and grabbed my face and like pointed to look at her. And she said something like smiling and kept walking with God. I'm like, this girl's incredible. I mean, this girl's is ridiculous, not incredible. This girl's ridiculous, right? Because she has the boyfriend that's like following around. So okay, so later we were in the club, which I hate clubs. I hate loud music. I hate, but I went because the buddy of mine asked me to go, type that. I would never go to a club on my own, under my own, without some outside influence wanting me to go. I personally, I hate clubs, but that's besides the point. As the night kept going on, like the girl was like, I'm not joking. Every time I looked up, the girl was in another guy's face. And she wasn't a bad looking girl, but like she was in another guy's face while the boyfriend was standing about literally maybe 10 or 15 feet behind him, just like standing there staring at him. And I'm not making any of this up. I am totally not making any. If you guys want, I can probably try to get the buddy of mine because he's seen the whole thing. And he'll tell you the whole, and he'll tell you the whole story just how I told you. It's unbelievable, and I'm not joking. That thought was literally trying to get every other guy in that club except her boyfriend, and the boyfriend kept following her around and would stand like 10 to 15 feet behind him, like Jason, or what's that? It was Jason, who was that scary horror dude that would just be standing there. Like that's how he would be standing there and just staring at him. I mean, we even went outside because because they I don't smoke cigarettes, but pretty much everybody else does. They smoke cigarettes. She was outside with another dude, and we were like, "Oh my God, he's out here too." He followed her. I mean, like everywhere in the club. I mean, and it went on all night until finally, like late at night, she was up in another guy's face. See. Men, see, especially over here, see, men, they've grown up a little fast. They've grown up a lot faster with women. They know thoughts when they see them. See, like they don't entertain that here because all the women here are, most women here are at least, moderately attractive here. Okay, like the average woman here is like an 8 in America, just to put it in perspective. So guys here don't be on thoughts like that. Like they will just walk off on a thought like that. Where in America, she'd be worshipped like that. Or in the UK, like a woman, like that little Czech girl, she'd have been worshipped, ding, like that, and any man, she would have went off with him. But okay, back to the story, because the last okay, when the situation finally finished, I was sitting at the bar with my homeboy. We was just kids. We were just kicking it, drinking, and laughing about that situation, and just kicking it, right? And the girl was on the other side of the bar, all up in this other dude's face, and the dude's just like not paying her any attention, which is unheard of in America and the UK, because like I said, feminine, long story short, it's just a different culture. Here, the guy's just like not in her. He's just like on his own zone. Like the look on his face is like, get away from me. Like I hope you pick up that I don't want to talk to you, right? And she's just all in his face, like. And then the dude finally works, her boyfriend finally works up the courage to come over and say something about it. And you can tell by what they were saying, she was like, oh, sorry, like, I'm just not interested. Like, I just don't like you and blah, blah, blah. And the guy was like hurt and, you know, and he just walked off. And she was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the guy she was talking to left her. And then, like, it was just so sad. So the reason I told that story, which probably wasn't told the greatest, is, see, when it comes to guys trying to figure out, well, how did I end up here? See, the reason why that happens, which I say numerous times, like I said, women learn social interactions and social intelligence at a much younger age than men. You see, they learn all the intricacy, all the small details that's going to grow into bigger things later on. They've learned all of these things, you see. So, I mean, and the guy, he wasn't a bad guy, because I talked to him like throughout at the night at the club. I would try to talk to him to get him off the girl. And he was a good guy. I mean, he bought me a drink. And he as soon as you got his attention off the girl, he was a great guy. There was nothing wrong with him. But see, he was one of those guys, he had just fell for hook, line, and sinker. You see, because it's the little things that girls will do to test you. You see what I'm saying? It's the little things they'll do to test you to see if you're following them or if they're following you. And I guarantee you, he was following her probably within the first 24 hours of them meeting. And like, it's just the little things. Okay, when he came over, was he smiling when he came and talked to you? Okay, was he, how many exchanges went on, and how many times did he actually initiate an exchange before she exchanged back one time? See, all these little things women are in tune with, you see, from, I say, by roughly 10, 11 years old, they've pretty much mastered it. Now, a lot of them don't learn how to control their emotions behind it until a little later, but they've mastered the art of understanding who's following who at 10, 11 years old. They've understood that at that point. See, like little things like, okay, like, did you text her first? Okay, and if you text her first, are you texting her back 3 and 4 times before she messaged you back once? Okay, another thing, let's say if you text her or call her and she doesn't text you or call you back for like an hour or 2 hours or a day later or something like that. See, she's she's doing all this on purpose, because I guarantee you, if she liked you, she would call you. Okay, she would call you and text you more than you call and text to her, or it would be an equal exchange. At worst, if she likes you on a respectable level, she is going to contact you on an equal, at minimum, an equal exchange. Okay, you text her, she'll text you right back. You call her, even if she don't pick up, she'll call you back within, like, you know, a respectable amount of time, like, you know, 2, 5, 10 minutes, something like that. If she likes you on any bit of a respectable level. But like I said, see, like with the dude, like I told you a story about earlier, man, like, see, that's sad. But I remember being that guy. Now, I never like followed a girl around a club, or I was never that bad, but I was that guy in the sense of holding out hope for that girl. I was that guy of holding out hope. Like, now my hope just came out in different ways. Like I said, I was never the kind of guy who I'm not saying the guy who did this was bad by any means, but I'm just speaking on my situation. I was never the kind of guy who, okay, I bought one girl a pair of Jordans one time. That was the only time I could think of that I did something above what I should have done. I bought her a pair of Jordans. I don't even remember why I did it. I was like 19 at the time. I don't remember why I did it, but I bought her a pair of Jordans. But like, I was never the kind of guy who like pay a girl's bills or, you know, anything like that. I was the type who would just hold out hope and just wait patiently by the phone for her to call or text back. When I was in my younger beta days, I was that guy. Like now, okay, if I end up texting a woman or something and she don't text back, or she texts me back some like one word answer or something, blocked, done. Don't talk to her no more. She's dead to me. Okay. Because diving into that, you were just diving into a never ending circle of just misery and despair and loneliness that will never get better. Okay. Once you entertain that. So like, yeah, so like my advice to men, like, see, to prevent that, to prevent the situation like the homeboy I told you earlier, of asking yourself, how did I end up in this situation? How did I end up here? I don't even know how I got here. Look, you have to always, if there is any point in a relationship with a woman where you feel like this is not equal, dump it. Don't even ask into it. Don't inquire about, well, what happened? What did you see? Because you asking, well, why aren't you texting me back? See, once you start asking questions, you are making her the leader, because now she has to answer you now. You see, when you're dealing with a woman, if you ever feel like at any moment something is not becoming equal and it's you putting more into it, dump it. Drop it faster than a bad habit, because that's what it is. And it's never going to, I'm telling you, it will never work out. It will never, ever work out. Because see, that woman knows exactly what she's doing. Okay. She knows. She's not dumb. She's not busy. She didn't try to make excuses like, oh, well, maybe her phone, her battery died, or maybe she's in a car accident. No. When you had a woman who truly liked you, you will watch how she acts with you and then how she treats other guys. You'll see it. She will drop everything for you. And those other guys, she'll get back to them. You know, she'll get back to the guy who's not the worst situation later. You see, if she likes you, she will drop everything for you. Okay. Point blank. Matter of fact, oh, going back on a previous note, I was talking about that girl I was going to get at the coffee shop. Now, I tested this girl right now. This is pretty gangster. What I did, I don't know if it's gangster, but it's funny. I think it's funny what I did. So this girl at the coffee shop, I liked her, right? Well, I liked her. And it's even weird because she wears no makeup. She's not like, you know, super dressed up. She talks. She's existent, right? And I told you how I got her because I wanted her to translate something for me, and she hit me with like, she gave me her email address, and I laughed at it, and I told her like, yeah, you're not gonna respond to the email, even if it was the right email address or not. I laughed at her, and she just stopped and stared at me for like 15 seconds, and the whole world didn't exist. She just stared at me. And I was laughing, and I could see her from the side of my eye, but I wasn't gonna let her know I see her staring at me. And that's how I knew I had her, right? But like, this is like, I'm not a pickup artist type of dude, so I have to like let it grow and then test her here, and then let it grow and test there. So what happened was, like, I would bump into her on the street. I wouldn't even look at her. I'd just be like, you know, wave at her, keep going, because I'm working on her female desire to want to please someone, or to want, or to be taken seriously that she can please someone, right? So what happened was I think it was Christmas Eve, or the day before Christmas Eve. She was ordering at the coffee shop again, and I ignored her for like the first 30 minutes I was in there, because I was watching Facebook and I was eating a sandwich. I was chilling. I listen to Ron Burgundy podcast. I love Ron Burgundy, man. Anchorman. Like, I was listening to Ron Burgundy podcast. I love that dude. But so that's why I was in there so long. So I forget how we ended up talking, but she ended up spilling her guts like, well, yeah, I didn't want you to think I was an asshole because you threw away my email address because you thought I wouldn't text you back. And I would have texted you back. I mean, she's like, just start spilling her guts out, right? So I was like, okay, well, let's say, okay, yeah, so she went out her way to reciprocate, or she went out her way to, you know, to talk to me and explain, you know, something, you know, and it was like heartfelt. You see what I'm saying? So at worst, she at least has some respect for me, so I can respect her back. So some kind of way, I can't remember how we got on this topic, but I said, we got on the topic of we should meet out of here to talk about, you know, Czech people's culture, because I don't get it. And she goes, okay, well, yeah, just she asked me to text her when she wants to hang out. I said, no, I'm not going to text you. I'm going to give you my Facebook and you text me when you want to hang out after Christmas. Because it's Christmas time. People going home with their families. I get that. So I say, well, okay, look, I'll put my Facebook in your phone and you send me a text on Messenger when you want to hang out after Christmas. Because I don't trust you. And she goes, okay. And she grabs her phone, gives it to me, right? So when she gives it to me, this is the part that's funny of what I did. I typed my name in to find myself and I pretended to hit the send friends request button, right? I didn't send it. So she had no way of knowing who I was in Facebook unless she had looked at it and, you know, memorized a name or she seen me on Facebook some other way. So she had no way of knowing how to message me, right? Unless she had it going in there and purposely looked it up with intent on texting me type of thing. So guess what happened? Last night, I get a text message. That's how I knew, I'm working on her to get that risk. Because I do genuinely like this girl. Like, I like what I'm seeing of her so far. So, like, I'm like, this is what I'm saying. Okay, the moral of the story is for men. Like, don't give women undeserved respect. I don't care how lonely you get, man. Like, if you get just lonely, just buy a hooker, okay? But don't give women undeserved respect. Give them a chance to respect you. You see, because if you don't get that, man, like, okay, for instance, like with this girl, because like I said, like if she dug me up on Facebook, found me, and messaged me, like, because like I said, I never sent the friends request, so she had to go in there and look me up. And then send me a message. So she went through work to actually text me. You see, I didn't text her first and ask her a question in hopes that she respond. Like, see, these are little things. It sounds intricate, but these are the things that women look for when they're dealing with men. It, like, what is he actually doing? Is he waiting for me to do it? Like, you know, like, is he demanding respect for me? These are things that women are looking for. You see, and the second you give up a little bit. See, that's when it all, like, it's when you're dealing with a woman, it's constantly a tug of war, okay? And just like with tug of war, the second you stop pulling, they gonna pull you all over and you gonna be, oh, how did I end up here? Like, that's exactly what, I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is. So with this girl, she texts me, I text her, and I'm not gonna say anything back to her again. Because the way I left off the text, I didn't even text like I was even looking to talk to her. Like I said, like when you deal with women, like I said, another video, when you're dealing with a woman, you will always be better off cutting them off and leaving them. It sounds messed up and it's hard to say, but it's the reality. When you're dealing with a woman, in regards of that woman having respect for you, you will always be better off cutting her off and walking out on her. Okay, like for example, that homeboy that I knew before, and the girl was like talking to every guy in the club, he would have been it was finished by the time we went to the club. But he probably could have saved it by when we were at the cafe if he had just got up and walked out and left, not said a word to nobody, not even okay, and he had done it and she had found out later that he left and just never texted her again and waited for them to bump into each other in public. You see, as a man, it goes completely against your logic as a man. I understand it because I was there. It goes completely against your logic. But you will always, in the long run with a woman, you will always be better off cutting her off, blocking her, whatever, and just walking off and not saying a word. You will always, because in a woman's mind, that tells the woman, one, he has courage. In the world, he has courage and balls in the world to do something on his own. And two, he must be valuable to something or somewhere else if he could do that to me. Because like I said, the only time a woman acts right, and look back in your history of this, the only time she's going to act right for long is when it's clear that she's second. No woman wants to be first. No mentally healthy woman wants to be first unless she's like, tricking a dude and the dude's just not catching on to it. Those other than that, no, women do not want to be first, man. They always want to be at least second. I say probably better. This is why when guys get dogs, it's never long before he gets a girlfriend, because see, it's clear to the girlfriend that the dog is going to be first, because you had a dog first. See, that's why women like men with dogs. It's not because the dog is cute, because women don't like own dogs a lot of times. You see, the reason why women like guys with dogs is because that screams to the woman, I'm going to be second. See what I'm saying? So that's why she likes, I like the dog more than I like you. See, any ridiculous little catchphrase they use, like don't pay attention to what a woman says, watch her actions. That's what it is. And she's doing the same thing with you, for real. But yeah, that's it, man. Like I said, with the home, like no men who ask how they got here, usually it was because long story short, it's usually because they were not constantly making it clear that their woman was second in their life. That's how they ended up there. That's the long story short of it.